USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans 16 and older. In a near unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. Several members of the panel argued that Pfizer's data on the booster was incomplete. In a separate vote, the panel did unanimously approve recommending an extra vaccine dose for those 65 and older and those at most risk of severe COVID. And France has recalled its ambassador to the United States for consultation in response to this week's announcement that the U.S., U.K., and Australia had formed a national security partnership. The French government says that Australia pulled out of an existing defense deal with them to join the U.S. and the U.K. In a statement, National Securities Council spokesperson Emily Horn said that they have been in contact with the French government, looking for ways to resolve their differences. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The Pentagon has admitted that an August 29th drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 people was a mistake. John Clemens reports.
The targeted white Toyota that was first considered a threat to the airport in Kabul turned out to be a vehicle operated by an Afghan aid worker employed by the charity group Nutrition and Education International of Pasadena, California. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., commander of U.S. Central Command, spoke to the media at the Pentagon.
Having thoroughly reviewed the findings of the investigation and the supporting analysis by interagency partners, I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The last location of one of the country's retail giants is closing up shop. Chris Barnes explains.
For the better part of a century, it was arguably America's most well-known retail chain and one of the most respected, as it also offered private label brands of everything from car batteries, as in Die Hard, to home appliances from Kenmore and Craftsman Tools. And as any mom in the 60s and 70s with a chubby son could tell you, it seemed to be the only place you could get Husky pants that fit them. And if you want to go way back, people would buy houses made out of kits sold by Sears, again, under their private brand.
We are the store of the future.
The store of the future, as in 2 months of the future, as the store, and there is only one. It's the last Sears store surviving this long. It's in Schaumburg, Illinois, and it's going to be closing on the 14th of November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And real estate heir Robert Durst was found guilty Friday in the 2000 murder of his longtime friend, Susan Berman. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury found the 78-year-old guilty of first-degree murder in her death. Durst was not in the courtroom when the verdict was read. He's isolating after possibly being exposed to COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.